Ain't you gonna eat it?
I ain't hungry.
Don't you worry about going on the train. You won't like the train. Don't worry about it. Before you know it, you'll be asleep in your aunt's house. All your troubles will be over. So eat your corny item.
She don't even know me.
Well, she's gonna know you now.
She ain't gonna want me.
What are you making trouble for? She hasn't even seen you yet.
Never even cared for Mama.
Nobody didn't care for your mama.
And she was her sister.
Your mama was a fine woman.
Yeah, but I said she were.
Well, everybody don't know your mama, do they?
How could you know my mama?
Good enough to know you can be real proud of the happiness she give to people. Now, eat your Coney Island.
You meet my mom in a barroom?
Where would you get a question like that?
I hear Miss Ollie talk, the neighbor lady says one of you is my
pa. Well, don't the world have a wild imagination? Eat your Coney Island.
You my pa?
Of course I ain't your pa. I'll get you some relish. Coney Island ain't no good without relish. Look, I know how you feel. I lost my ma, too. I even lost my pa. I don't even know where my sister is. I wish I could tell you I'm your pa, but it just ain't like that.
You met her in a bar room.
Just because a man meets a woman in a bar room don't mean he's your pa. Eat your Coney Island.
Well, then, if you ain't my pa, I want my $200.
Uh-huh.
I want my $200. I heard you through the door talking to that man. It's my money you got, and I want it.
Now, you just hold on a second.
I want my money. You took my $200.
Will you quiet down? You hear?
I want my $200.
Hold on. Just hold on. Let me explain something to you.
It ain't as if you was my pa, that'd be different.
Well, I ain't your pa, so just get that out of your head. I don't care what those neighbor ladies said.
I look like
you. You don't look nothing like me. You don't look any more like me than you do that Coney Island. Eat that damn thing, you hear?
We got the same jaw.
Lots of people got the same jaw.
It's possible.
No, it ain't possible.
And I want my $200.
All right, maybe we got the same jaw. But same jaw don't mean same blood. I know a woman looks like a bullfrog, but that don't mean she's the damn thing's mother.
You met my mom in a barroom.
For God's sakes, child. You think everybody gets met in a barroom gets a baby?
It's possible.
Anything is possible, but possible don't make it true.
And I want my money!
Will you quiet down? You know what the trouble is with you? You've got no appreciation. All right. Maybe I did get a little money from that man, and you're entitled to that. But I'm entitled to my share for getting it for you, ain't I? And where do you think you'd be without me? You think them folks would spend a penny to send you east? No, sir. But who got you a ticket to St. Joe? Who got you a knee-high in a Coney Island? And threw in $20 extra, not to mention 85 cents for that telegram. You wouldn't have had any of that without me. Now, I didn't have to take you, but I took you, didn't I? All right, I think that's fair enough. We're both a little better off. You get to St. Joe, I get myself a little better car. Fair is fair. Now, drink your knee-high and eat your Coney Island.
I want my $200.
I don't have your $200 no more, and you know it.
If you don't give me my $200, I'm going to tell a policeman how you got it, and he'll make you give it to me because it's mine.
But I don't have it.
Then get it. I don't know.
What do you say, Daddy? Why don't we get Precious a little dessert if she eats her dog?
Her name ain't Precious.
Well, hello. Good evening and welcome to the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. That, of course, is Paper Moon. Directed by Peter Bogdanovich. Starring, and I'm going to do this, and if Ryan O'Neal comes for me, fuck you. Because I hated how you treated your daughter. Paper Moon, starring Academy Award winner Tatum O'Neal. Featuring Ryan O'Neal. Madeline Kahn. And even, what was his name? Hey Siri, who played Higgins on Magnum PI? John Hillerman, who is in Paper Moon. Oh yes. Now, I did say Paper Moon starring Tatum O'Neill and not her father. You know why? You know what her father did to her? When she got nominated for the Oscar, it was either when she got nominated for the Oscar or won, he hit her. He slapped her in the face because he is a jealous son of a bitch. And then paid more attention to Farrah Fawcett than his own children. But in a way, Tatum had the last laugh because she did Paper Moon, and what she won an Oscar. Something her father could never do. And I say that, and what's sad is that was the, she peaked. And she continued to have a career. I think we all remember her from Sex and the City. Remember what she says to Carrie? They're just shoes. We shouldn't have to pay for your your lifestyle. And I agree with her right there. That was the only person who ever made Carrie Bradshaw feel like shit. And got away with it. Yeah. So good evening. This is the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast. We're talking about Paper Moon. Peter Bogdanovich, he did The Last Picture Show. But for me, it's all about the relationship, which is kind of from real life, father and daughter, Tatum O'Neill and Ryan O'Neill.
What are you doing with yourself? Oh, I've had a lot of fun, Don. I saw some shows, went to a couple of nightclubs, and last night I was invited over to Fred Allen's apartment for dinner.
Oh, Fred Allen, huh?
Yeah, he and I are pretty good friends now.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Has Fred got a nice apartment?
Oh, how could I tell, Don, with all that laundry hanging in the living room?
Ain't you gonna go to sleep?
But Don, you should have
don't
seen
you wanna hear Jack,
Don,
now, Daddy?
You know me, Don.
No.
I don't wanna sound catty. But
you're too young to smoke. You're gonna set this whole place on fire. I now owe you $103.72.
74.
She's keeping count. She's keeping count. I'm not going to play all of it because I want you guys to watch it. Watch it. Or, well, we could talk about another film, but right now we're talking about Paper. I like Paper Moon. I really do. I think it's hilarious because a lot of it really, she's not really having to act. That's how she, I think, really felt about her father. Released in 1973, in May of 1973. It did very well. Paper Moon is a 1973 American road comedy drama film directed by Peter Bogdanovich and released by Paramount Pictures. Screenwriter Alvin Sargent adapted the script from a 1971 novel, Addie Pray, by Joe David Brown. The film, shot in black and white, is set in Kansas and Missouri during the Great Depression. It stars real-life father and daughter, pairing of Ryan and Tatum O'Neill as protagonists Mose and Addie Pray. Tatum O'Neill received widespread praise from critics for her performance as Addie, earning her the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress, although it more is a lead performance, in my opinion, making her the youngest competitive winner in the history of the Academy Award. She was 10 years old. Yeah. You have Ryan O'Neal as Moe's Prey. Tatum O'Neal as Addie Loggins. Madeline Kahn as Trixie Delight. What a name. John Hillerman as Deputy Harden, Jess Harden. Burton Gilliam as Floyd. PJ Johnson as Imogene. James N. Harrell as the Minister. Noble Willingham as Robert, Mr. Robertson. Randy Quaid, oh God, as Leroy. Hugh Gilliam as Second Deputy. And Rose Marie Rumble as Aunt Billy. Here's an interesting fact. The film project was originally associated with John Huston and was to star Paul Newman and his daughter, Nell Potts. However, when Huston left the project, the Newmans became disassociated from the film as well. Peter Bogdanovich had just completed What's Up, Doc? And was looking for another project when his ex-wife and frequent collaborator, Polly Platt, recommended filming Joe David Brown's script for the novel Addie Prey. Bogdanovich, a fan of period films, having two young daughters of his own, found himself drawn to the story and selected it as his next film. At the suggestion of Polly Platt, Bogdanovich approached 8-year-old Tatum O'Neal to audition for the role, although she had no acting experience. Bogdanovich had worked with Tatum's father, Ryan O'Neal, on What's Up, Dog, and decided to cast them as the leads. And yet she won for supporting. Okay. Isn't that awesome? Okay, see, the Golden Globes, even though they're in trouble right now, rightfully so, she was nominated for Best Actress. Isn't that interesting? That happened with the movie Chicago, where Catherine Zeta-Jones was nominated for lead, and so was Renee Zellweger, and Renee Zellweger won. Weird, isn't it? Academy, weird. But back to Paper Moon. It's a really funny film. I love that there's this... You gotta understand that kind of play between a father and a daughter really doesn't have to be. The fact that she had no acting experience, but she, that attitude that she had, I thought she was funny. Now, I do know someone who didn't like the film because they couldn't stand Tatum O'Neal. Oh, she was in every shot. Whatever, get a life.
A month ago, what was it you wanted?
Well, my name is Prey, Kansas Bible Company. Mr. Huff ordered this Bible as a gift for someone named Edna.
That's my name.
Now, you don't have to take it if you don't want to. I'll just give you back Amos's dollar deposit, and then there'll be...
Of course I want to keep it. He bought me a Bible.
Yes, ma'am. Now, I told Amos I could sell him a cheaper one, but no, naturally he wanted the best. The best, of course, being the deluxe edition.
Look,
with a name printed in Child of the Manger gold letters. Bringing up a balance, Stu.
$24.
$24, I'll get my purse.
What's your name, honey?
Addie.
Addie, what a sweet little name.
Addie Prey, ma'am.
Well, Addie Prey, I'm going to give you $24 and an extra $5 for just coming to my door. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Keep your sunny side.
Business giving it away. It's bad enough you give away Bibles.
But they're poorly.
The whole country's poorly, I told you before.
But Frankie Roosevelt said we gotta look out for him.
I don't care about Frankie Roosevelt.
But he says it.
That's so? Why don't you ask Frankie Roosevelt what he thinks about taking care of himself? You think he don't eat off silver trays? He can eat off tabletops like the rest of us, but he don't. You know why? Because that would make him look common. And besides, Frankie Roosevelt ain't running this thing. I'm running it. So don't you make up no rules about what we're gonna give away.
It's my money too, you know. $200 belongs to me, and don't you forget.
You want it? Well, just put my share in my pocket and I'll take you to a train station. How do you like that? Get the map. Find out where the nearest depot is.
Yeah. Those are some wonderful clips of Paper Moon. And I thought, let's hear what Tatum O'Neal has to say. Tatum O'Neal has not had a great life. And I feel for her because you think of everything that she's ever been through. And it's interesting. It's truly interesting. Tatum O'Neal on the film Paper Moon. Because I think it's essential to know what she has to say. You know. No, I don't want that. Let's just, okay. This is the moment. This is the moment.
The ladies nominated for best performance in a supporting role. Linda Blair for The Exorcist.
Candy Clark for American Graffiti.
Madeline Kahn for Paper Moon.
Tatum O'Neal for Paper Moon.
Sylvia Sidney for Summer Wishes, Winter Dreams. The winner is...
Tatum O'Neal. My director, Peter Bogdanovich, and my father. Thank you.
Now, what's interesting is she's only 10 and she's wearing a suit. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Childhood performance in the movie Paper Moon. Yeah. Blessing at
when cameras rolled for 1973's Paper Moon, but she stole nearly every scene.
You don't give me my $200, I'm gonna tell policeman how you got it. He'll make you give it to me because it's mine.
But I don't have it.
Then get it.
Playing opposite her dad, superstar Ryan O'Neal, and directed by Peter Bogdanovich, it was Tatum's first ever film, and it wasn't easy for her or anyone else on the set.
I don't want you smoking in the car tomorrow. What?
I didn't say nothing. I'm just listening to you.
So a lot of those takes took 40 takes.
40?
Oh, yeah. I didn't really read very well during the film.
Lucas. You gotta go through Third Eyes and Waldo and Murray. Murray, huh? You wanna get this open ground.
Well, those are pretty good towns in there. We could do some business in there.
And everybody hated me. It's not fair.
Everybody hated you?
Pretty much, yeah.
On set?
Yeah. Until they saw, like, what they had, and then they were like, oh, now we love her.
And at the Oscars in 1974, the Academy loved her too.
The winner is...
Tatum O'Neal.
Did you have any idea what a big deal it was winning that Oscar at age 10? No.
No idea.
Still, she was pretty poised for a 10-year-old. And her acceptance speech was an example of brevity that winners tonight could probably learn from.
All I really want to thank is my director, Peter Bogdanovich, and my father. Thank you.
Her next film was nearly as big.
So see, she went from that, and she talks about it. Now, Paper Moon is an American classic. And like John Cassavetes, Peter Bogdanovich was kind of an independent maverick in a way. Also like Orson Welles. In fact, he was compared to Orson Welles, which really threw him for a loop. But I thought we would talk about Paper Moon and, you know, the naysayers. I know a lot of them. Oh, I don't like the movie. She's in every shot. All right, yeah, I'm not going to say who said that to me. But I was just like, get a life. Are you kidding me? It was hilarious. I think sometimes people think they're being funny when they're being surly. And it's like, no. It made me want to watch it even more. The fact that they hated it. It's true. It's true. And if anything, this is where Tatum O'Neal has done films. She's done television since then. She's written books. But that's proof right there that she's never won another Academy Award, and she really doesn't have to. And that performance stands alone. It's hilarious. The fact that she said she didn't know how to read very well, and that was her first film, and she's acting alongside her father. Okay. How she thanked just her father and her director, and she went with her grandparents to the Academy Awards. She talks about that very openly, and her struggles. And we're not going to talk about the struggles. We're just going to talk about Paper Moon. It's funny. It's interesting. And I urge all of you to watch it. This is the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast. I don't suggest films unless I truly love them. You know, it's not, someone's not pulling my chain saying, I sound like Soundgarden, pull my chain. You better watch this, damn it, or I'm going to get you. No, I've got more sense than that. Come on. Come on. So as always, unpleasant dreams. I want my $200. I love how she does that. But I don't have your $200. Then get it. Good night.